the book of Genesis 14, 17 through 20. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley, after Abraham's return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tithe. Abraham gave him a tithe of all. Let us look at how this unique place is explained by our apostle Arkady. Abraham represents a person who has grown into the full measure of the growth of Christ, one who has taken upon himself the responsibility of saving his soul and to destroy the stronghold of death within his body and to erect the stronghold of incorruption or life in its place. Meeting Melchizedek, the king of Salem, in Shaveh, the valley of the kings, Abraham separated for Melchizedek, the king of Salem, a tenth and best of his possessions to demonstrate his love and to acknowledge his authority over him. The image of the valley, or the image of Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of God Most High, represents the image of Christ in the form of our king and our high priest, to whom Abraham brought a tithe from the best of his possessions. The image of the valley of Kings Shaveh, where Abraham brought the tithe of the best of his possessions to Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of God Most High, is the church of Christ, made up of every nation, tongue, and tribe. Songs of Solomon 2:1-2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Here, the beloved Jesus and his church as well are both in the likeness of a lily, or are likened to a lily. The lily is the ability to look upon invisible or unseen goals. Thorns is aspiring toward visible goals, materialistic success, and fame or notoriety. It is specifically here in the valley of Kings Shaveh, Abraham, according to the words of Christ, saw the day of Christ in the form of the chosen by God remnant, made up of every nation, tongue, and tribe, and he saw it and rejoiced, as it is written, John 8:56. Your father Abraham rejoiced, Jesus said, to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. We see where he saw the day of Christ. The fact that the king of Salem brought out bread and wine speaks of the fact that God will only lead Abraham and his descendants by faith into the inheritance of his imperishable promises in the form of the land of Canaan, representing the adoption of our body by the redemption of Christ. To summarize, we need to conclude that only Abraham and his descendants by faith are the ones who are able to see the day of Christ, who, like Abraham, left their nation, the house of their father, and their life in the flesh, in the face of Lot, to give God the legitimate ability to lead us into the inheritance of his promises in the form of the land of Canaan, representing the adoption of our body by the redemption of Christ. Right now we will sing a psalm, and we will remember that it is very important to bring your tithes from the best of what you have, bring it to Christ as our King and our High Priest. And you can find him only in the church, a church that has the virtue of this King of the Valley of Kings, Shaveh, and have the ability to look at invisible and unseen goals that are placed by God and demonstrated in our ability to save our soul, to destroy within our body the stronghold of death, and in its place to erect the stronghold of life and resurrection. Let us stand up and take part in this wonderful and privileged service. To again repeat after Apostle Arkady that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were required, as a command they received from Moses, which he received as a revelation on the mountain from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do and were faithful for thousands of years. We, being that same Israel, connected to the same roots, being nourished by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in uncleanness. I give joyfully. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. You may be seated.